Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here in the good old USA. Hello and good afternoon to listeners all across this nation and with the internet all across the world. In the US of A today, you might be advised we're having tea parties all over the country. And if you who are listening out there might be at a tea party or going to go, call in and let us know this hour. On the second hour, as we proceed, I would like to introduce today's guest for this hour, Mr. Matt Moody, a veteran. We've been talking about veterans, so how are you a veteran? Matt Moody, welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Barbara Jean. Thank you for having me. And what a great day it is in the country today. And you know, there's a lot of things we're dealing with, but I still love this country, and I know that all those folks that I represent as the National Commander for America First Leadership, that they appreciate this country and the Constitution and the rule of law as much as you and I do. And although it's a little rainy today, and it sure has welcomed moisture, and we can certainly appreciate that. But I'll tell you, with all the great things that we can be proud of in this country, and I know I was listening to your previous guest and thinking about my service as well as the service of so many others out there to this great country. You know, my heart went out to him and all of those that have been wounded and injured. And I know that I've lost friends in previous years that I was very close to. and so I can certainly appreciate where he was coming from. But I'll tell you, we have some trials and tribulations ahead of us, I think, Barbara Jean. And it's going to be interesting to see how everything turns out. But I'll tell you, we certainly have, as citizens, and I've got to emphasize that point, that we the people, as citizens, own this country. Nobody else does. Regardless of what money's been transferred or so on and so forth, this is our country. The United States of America belongs to Americans. And I'm not talking about hyphenated Americans, Irish Americans, African Americans, you know, Russian Americans. We're just Americans. And we need to get into the habit of dropping this hyphenation thing, because it just isn't working. We are Americans. If you have a right to be here, you're legal, then you're a citizen of the United States of America. But we're certainly facing some dilemmas today. The limits today, aren't we, Barbara Jean?
Well, yes. And could you tell the audience a little bit about your organization, America First Leadership? I would note here that we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes, and then we have a larger segment. So if you want to put that off until we come back after the break. But it is an interesting, significant thing today that we shouldn't dismiss the fact that there are tea parties, and we need to remember, I believe it was in December 1773 that the first tea party took place. And it was significant, and I think it's very significant that this movement across the nation has selected a tea party to be the vehicle for their discontent or their statement.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Returning with Mr. Matt Moody of America First Leadership. Why don't you talk about that organization just a bit, and then we'll talk about whatever else, today's news, tea parties, whatever.
Okay, marvelous. You bet. Well, America First Leadership is actually has metamorphed, if you will, has been becoming a metamorphosis from a different organization in has actually vaulted itself into even a better formation than what we had before. And basically, America First Leadership's goals are to focus on critical national issues, Barbara Jean. We are facing some serious, serious dilemmas in this country, economic situations, personal rights situations, and the standing of some of these people in the present administration makes you wonder what the direction of the country is really taking. And for some of us, we have a pretty good idea. And, of course, later we'll talk about some other things. But our primary focus right now with America First Leadership is we're hoping to find at least 51 United States senators who will commit to placing America first. It's like a want ad. We're looking for employees here. We're not looking for corrupt employees. We're looking for good, solid, hardworking American employees. And these senators are our employees. We as citizens of the United States are the employer. And, there's certain things. I mean, you just don't arbitrarily walk in if you're applying for a job and say, well, I didn't do real well at this, that, or the other thing, but I'm sure I can do the job or put things off and put them into a perspective that people would look at you and say, well, I never want to hire anybody like you. Or instead of walking in and saying, hey, you know, I did very well in college. I did very well at what I did. I've never been fired from a job, so on and so forth. There's a big difference between the two. And, you know, some of our requirements for some of these senators, Barbara Jean, are simple. One, you must have an American first mindset, well above any kind of party loyalty, where the whole concepts of Democrats and Republicans and this, that, and the other thing is just garbage these days, because you can't tell the difference between the two. So let's start talking about putting America first, and well above party loyalty. Two, we think that we must have and must use congressional oversight responsibility to ensure that all the laws are faithfully executed. We are dealing with situations now where we've got open borders. The laws regarding the borders have not been enforced, and we find ourselves now with a glutton of illegal immigrants in this country who have cost the taxpayers dearly. And all they had to do was enforce the laws, close the borders, and ensure that people trying to get into this country legally could do so. Now we have, we literally have a pandemic of illegal immigration in this country that is going to take some serious type of vaccine to cure. And, we've let this problem grow and grow and grow to the degree that, it's now become a pandemic, in my opinion. Three, we must curtail all out-of-control appropriations and spending. Now, I just read an interesting piece on this, and this was interesting for me to find out. And, of course, I've been following this, but I just hadn't put everything in perspective. You realize that the present administration has spent more money than all of the presidential administrations prior to that time. And I was absolutely blown away by that fact. In
you mean
regards
within
to,
just this short time?
Yes, in this short time, he has managed, the Obama administration has managed to spend more money and put us in greater debt than probably all the previous presidents combined. And I think that's just atrocious. I look at friends of mine and my daughter as well, and I think about my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, if I happen to live that long, all these things that I see happening. And what this administration has done in a very short period of time has managed to put our great-great-grandchildren into debt. And this is just absolutely asinine. This is ludicrous. This is insane. Matter of fact, I was listening to Senator out of Oklahoma, Randy Brogdon, and was very impressed with his approach that he's going to take in Oklahoma. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But let me finish up here with what we're talking about with these requirements for these senators, that we need to put America first. You must understand that we, the people, ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. This is our Constitution. This is our country. You are, as senators and congressmen and women, you're our employee. And, as long as you do a good job, we'll keep you there. But one of the things that America First leadership's doing, and quite frankly, other organizations aren't doing this, and I'm very proud of the fact that we are. In fact, we've had some of our staff members that recently visited with Senator Harry Reid's office in Nevada, and I had an eyeball-eyeball contact with these people, and said, "Look, we're tired of illegal invasion. We're tired of you trying to diminish our gun rights." And we had a list of things, that they went in with down there. And Barbara Jean, I've got to tell you that we, the people, have got to start standing up for our rights, because they have absolutely tread on every one of them. They are absolutely destroying the Constitution of this country, and for the sake of big money, big corporations, big business, and it's really, really a sad state of affairs that we find ourselves in. I know that if you or I ran our households the same way the government is running their household, that is those inside the Beltway there, in D.C., that we'd be on the streets in no time at all. And so it appears that as a nation, we're certainly heading in that direction. I have seen nothing that would state otherwise.
Now, I have had an opportunity to visit with senators and sometimes them in person and other and mainly with the staff there. And I don't know, we would go in with one issue because they could only hand one issue, but I would like you to reaffirm to my best knowledge that part of your group did meet in person with Senator Harry Reid, who is Speaker and in charge of the Senate of the United States, and someone among your group happened to tell him that you wanted the laws faithfully executed and you were tired of the pandemic of illegal immigrants. Were those some of the topics that he faced?
Well, yes, but no, we met with his office director in Las Vegas, and I'll tell you what, it was a great, let me tell you what's interesting. The first question asked, now I was not personally there, but some of our staff members were.
Thank
and
you.
I've got to tell you, the first question that they asked was, hey, how big is your organization? Well, we've learned to keep mum on certain things, but later I will tell you that we've partnered with a couple of organizations that have vaulted our numbers through the roof. And I'll tell you, one of the things that has occurred is that they're probing. They're trying to figure out through all these conservative organizations that are out there how many people they've got, where, when, why, the whole nine yards, Barbara Jean. And so we've taken the stance, the approach that we're just simply not going to tell these folks how big we are. And I know that others like to brag about, well, I've got, you know, 500,000 people in my organization. That's fine. We're not going to talk about it, but because that to us doesn't matter. What matters to us is this, that we are presently a catalyst for unifying a lot of the groups that are out there. They're continuing to be their own autonomous group, but they're joining us, Barbara Jean, under the heading of America First Leadership, and providing and coming on board with us and becoming a larger and larger voice every day. We have members of the 912 organization that have joined our organization. We have some amazing things that I'm going to announce here in just a few minutes of things that are occurring in our organization that will certainly bring light to how significant and just exactly who we are.
The point of my question was just to find out if this particular dignitary in Senator Reid's office was somewhat astonished by your direct questioning in regard to his and his superior being your employee rather than the other way around. Did he act a little bit astonished by such a forthright presentation?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And in fact, when they're told no, that we're not going to relinquish our weapons, we're not going to give up Second Amendment rights, you know, they were probably set back a little bit on that situation. But you see, this is the stance that we as Americans have to take. Now, let me make something really clear here. We are not an organization that is advocating anything that's illegal or unlawful or unconstitutional. We live within the confines of the law. The rule of law is incredibly important to us. And we're not one of these groups that we're going to talk about later is something that I want to talk about that just is appalling to me. But we have got to be able to use it's like my grandfather used to say, you know, it's when somebody really irritates you, it's like having a burr under your saddle. He was a rancher down in New Mexico. I've got to tell you something. I'm so grateful that I spent so much time with my grandfather. He was a great patriot, a great American, raised in Texas, and knew what it meant to be an American. And so from that, I gleaned a lot of things. And my patriotism came from a lot of things. It came from my father as well, who was a retired Air Force colonel and has since passed away. But I've got to tell you that being that direct is what we have to do today. You've got to get in their face. You've got to be eyeball to eyeball with these people. You've got to go one-on-one with them. Now, be tactful. We understand that. There's a decorum that we obviously want to follow. We're not trying to be rude, but we're also going to be tactful. We're going to tell them, no, this is not acceptable. You are diminishing our rights under the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or under the Tenth Amendment. We're not going to buy into this anymore. We as Americans do have a voice.
We've got a break coming up, so don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll get into what it's like to be a patriot in America today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi there. We're coming back right here on Born on the 4th of July. Matt Moody of America First Leadership. He's got a list, and what he's asking needs good employees in the Senate as well as the House. The backdrop since I spoke last with Matt, it has had an interesting and dramatic revelation. We have a MIAC report out there describing candidates for the presidency of the United States as potential terrorists. The MIAC report also suggested maybe a bumper sticker was an indicator if you were advocating for Representative Ron Paul. And today, as we speak, there is further information from the Department of Homeland Security, a date of April 7th, 2009. It is courageous of you to speak. It is courageous of many people. Sometimes people become frightened and they lack their courage. I'm going to hand the mic over to you with that kind of an introduction and tell us from whence your courage comes and what you're going to do about the situation that we find ourselves in.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you again. Well, I'll tell you, it's real simple. It all comes down to who we are. We are Americans. We are citizens of the United States of America. I was born in Florida on an Air Force base. My father was in the Air Force at the time. I was raised in New Mexico. I'm an American. And I have friends that are naturalized citizens that spent years trying to get into this country legally. But I'll tell you, before I get into that, there's a couple of things I want to announce real quick. And I think it's really, really critical because we're thrilled. We are absolutely thrilled as the America First leadership to announce that Dr. Orley Tates, DDS Esquire, has agreed to join our organization and is the director of our legal services for AFL. And, of course, everybody knows who Dr. Tates is. I think it goes without introduction or explanation, but she is just terrific. And we have been in communication with her several times regarding issues, but we're thrilled to have her on board. Additionally, we have Mr. Joe Sager, who's our national director of information technology. We also have Ms. Judy Singer. Her husband was a retired Air Force officer, and she assumes the position as the deputy director of intelligence for the national or for America First leadership. Along with that is Larry Brazell, who is a retired Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, and he is now our national liaison law enforcement director. And so our staff is really, really well staffed, and I am so pleased to have these folks coming on board with us. We are thrilled to be able to acknowledge them at this time. And in conjunction with that, Barbara Jean, we've had two very big organizations that have decided to partner with us, and we're thrilled. It's just vaulted our numbers. One is the Federal Immigration Reform and Enforcement Coalition, or FIRE Coalition. I have talked with Jason on a couple of different issues, and boy, are we like-minded, and things have meshed really well there. In conjunction with that, the National Veterans Coalition has joined us and partnered with us now, again, vaulting our numbers, and we're thrilled to have that Veterans Coalition aligned with us, and we are thrilled. Now, getting on to the topics that we had earlier about this Homeland Security Assessment, this is something that obviously came out this last week, and I picked it to pieces, Barbara Jean, absolutely picked this thing to pieces. And I can tell you, and I even had a friend of mine come over the other night, it's with the 912 group, and we were chatting about some things, and I asked him, I just showed him the copy of the document, and I said, "Now, what do you think of this? And what does it really mean to you?" And then he went into an elaborate kind of explanation about what it meant. And I said, "No, it's very simplistic. What this document says to me is that the administration is scared to death of the American people. They know who holds the authority in this country. They know who has first rights to and first dibs on this country. Not the people inside Washington, D.C., but us, the citizens." And it was so glaring to me to understand that we as citizens can look at this and go, yeah, when we're afraid of the government, there's tyranny. And when the government's afraid of us, we have liberty. Thomas Jefferson, what a genius. What a genius. And as I went through this document, Barbara Jean, I was appalled, absolutely appalled at what I was reading. Because
we'll go to a break here, Matt. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up with your being appalled, okay, with the document.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
As we continue, the report we were referencing was from the Department of Homeland Security, and the date, I believe, April 7, 2009. Back to you, Matt.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, and before we go on, our website is afleadership.org, www.afleadership.org. And please, if you're an American, if you're a citizen, if you're concerned about what's happening, as you can tell by what's happening on our national staff level, the people that we work with, the other individuals out there that we're working with and organizations that we're partnering with, you couldn't ask for a better resource to work with. And we ask that you join us, join with us. You can go to the website. You can join online. You can also mail your memberships dues in if you'd like. Whatever you'd like to do there, join us via mail, and we'd love to have you on board with us. So
repeat that again.
Yes, it's www.afleadership.org.
Very good.
That. Okay, now let me pick up here, Barbara Jean, where me being appalled, which is, as I went through this, you know, it's a lot of times it's what's not said or what is said in a certain context that really stands out. And as I teach this thing, I went through every page of this and just picked it to pieces. And what
for
I
the listener
was,
out there, give the exact title at the top. I know it's out of Homeland Security.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, it's rather long. It's Department of Homeland Security. First, it's an assessment, and it's UFOUO. It deals with the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment. And then, of course, it was labeled as unclassified for official use only. But it's obviously widely distributed by now, and the American citizens are pretty outraged with this. Well, the first thing that I caught my eye was this little piece that prepared by the Extremism and Radicalization Branch, Homeland Environment Threat Analysis Division, coordinated with the FBI. Now, going back, you mentioned earlier the MIAC report and the Missouri State Police incident, which occurred by, you know, and now, of course, they've retracted that and so on and so forth to some degree. But why are we as citizens, and especially those of us of a conservative nature, being defined or being scrutinized by the Extremism and Radicalization Branch of Homeland Security under threat analysis? I'll tell you what, nobody loves this country more than I do. I have no intentions, and nor does anyone in our organization have intentions of destroying anything in this country. That's not the idea. The idea is to take this country and get it back on track where it belongs. Use our heads. The last thing we want to do is incite riots or anger or anything else. That's not what the intent is. The intent is to educate everybody and let them know how far off track we have gotten here. And I look at this and I'm thinking, well, you're directly attacking me as a bona fide conservative citizen of this country and telling me that I'm now in the classification of a terrorist? Well, this is just crazy. And then I went down to the scope section, and this is what really got me. The information is provided to federal, state, local, and tribal counterterrorism and law enforcement officials so they may effectively deter, prevent, preempt, or respond to terrorist attacks against the United States. Now, there's no question that there are terrorists who are wanting to do things in this country. But my first problem with that is, why are the borders wide open and we're calling about and we're worried about conservative citizens in this country? It's the conservative citizen in this country that has said, if you want to eliminate the problem, close the borders. That's a big segment of this. And you know, when I was in the Army, I worked in the intelligence and secure areas, and they wouldn't let you in with unless you had special passes and had certain cards and so on and so forth. I couldn't get into the communication centers unless I had a security clearance, and I did. And I sit back now, and they're worried about terrorism, yet they're doing nothing about closing the borders. See,
well, in the article, I thought it was interesting that they say, in an intelligence assessment issued to law enforcement, and that's all kinds of law enforcement, as you said, and tribal leaders last week, Homeland Security officials said there was no specific information about an attack in the works by right-wing extremists.
Yes, exactly. They turn right around and they counter what they're saying by saying there is no specific information that any, you know, the domestic right-wing terrorists are currently planning acts of violence. So why was the document produced anyway? You know, and they talk about economic downturn. The bottom line is, Barbara Jean, that the economic downturn is affecting all citizens. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Both sides of the fence in the two-party system, citizens in this country have lost their jobs because of the insanity that's going on inside of D.C., the stupidity. And, you know, I commented to somebody last week, I said, there must be a pharmacy inside the Beltway passing out stupid pills and they must be doing a bang-up business because I'm hearing a lot of stupidity coming out of the Beltway. And I've got to be honest with you. When I read stuff like this, and then they turn around, and it really bothers me. It, you know, I've discussed it with my family members even, and they look at this and go, oh, my gosh, what are these people really saying? Well, the bottom line is that the economy is affecting everybody, and it's a matter for us as citizens to be able to stand up and say, hey, we don't like what you're doing. That's our God-given right. We don't have to have someone in Washington dictating to us and telling us that this is how it's going to be. No, we're the people. You forget. We're the employer here.
And well, you know, I thought it was so interesting that in the analysis and in their own report, the agency warns that imposing new restrictions on firearms and returning military veterans who might have difficulty in assimilating back into their communities could lead to terror groups or individuals attempting to carry out attacks. Ladies and gentlemen, they are making a hypothesis here and printing it and sending it to people who enforce the law.
Absolutely. They're trying to put this propaganda out, if you will, into the nation and convince people who don't know otherwise in some cases that, hey, you know, we're regular people here, and they're trying to classify us as a whole different group. Now, and you know something, that whole concept, there is nothing new. Let's go back to World War One and World War Two and Korea and Vietnam. And Desert Storm. All of these things affect people's lives. Combat affects people's lives, Barbara Jean. People never seem to come back the same way they went. There's always something. They've lost a friend, or that it's the first time they've killed somebody. It's the first time that they've been involved in some kind of a major action. There's always a psychological side to this. And you cannot go around and make a blanket statement and say that, the possible passage of new restrictions on firearms. Well, why do we need anything being dealt with firearms when the Second Amendment, and by the way, we support and we endorse the Gun Owners of America, and I'm huge on the Second Amendment. We have, as a matter of fact, what I can tell you and tell the listening audience is that everything hinges on the Second Amendment. And if we lose the Second Amendment, it's like a house of cards. If you lose, the Second Amendment is the keystone to all of the other aspects of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. You lose that, I guarantee you, you're going to lose everything else. And it's replete. We can look back. As a matter of fact, go to the afleadership.org, and you can go in there and read the key issues in the newsletters. And, in fact, in the newsletter, the staff put in a picture of those who know all about gun control, you know, like Hitler and Stalin and Lenin and Mao and these others. The first thing they did was disarm their population, and then it was a cakewalk. You know, it was easy. Well, I'm advocating hang on to your guns. We have a right. The Second Amendment and our founding fathers knew that. So
we have a caller that would like to come on board, so we're going to bring the caller on. And before I do that, I would just like to say that I was very concerned about this article because they mentioned the election of a first black president and thinking that that would be a recruiting for far right causes. I think there's a lot of insulting comments on there. Let's go to Merrill Cook. You're on, former Representative Merrill Cook. Is that who's calling in?
I am, Barbara Jean. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I'm right here at the rally at the federal building. The Tribune guy just told me there were about 2,500 people that have shown up. That's pretty good for a snowy day here.
Well, it is indeed a very good representative. About 3,000, 2,500 people in front of the federal building in Salt Lake City having a tea party, right?
Right, right. That's what they told me, the newspaper reporter. I think more than that have actually come through here. But it is snowing pretty hard, and it's amazing that the crowd still is big as it is. It's been going on for about 2 hours, hasn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, welcome to the show. We're just talking about freedom and America first. And able to serve in the Congress, and I appreciate that you are for America as well.
Well, thank you. I did think the liberty agenda and what we have to do now to come back to Federal Reserve. In fact, I think there's never been more support for doing what I wanted to do since I was on the banking committee and the Federal Reserve. and I'm
looks like you're
sick.
Having a rowdy time. You're on with Matt Moody. He's has an organization, America First, and you can go to a website and find out where they're working. It's www.afleadership.org. And so if you have a question for him, Merrill, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing it because of the roar of the crowd here, but I'm pleased that whether it's standing up against the amnesty program that's bound to come through or trying to have the Federal Reserve and stop all these bailouts, which are really being done now without even the vote of the Congress. We've collected literally hundreds, if not a thousand, signatures from people here today on sending these petitions back to the Congress.
Very good. Matt, do you want to comment?
Great.
Well, Matt? I'll tell you what, I think it's just absolutely marvelous. I think it's wonderful. The idea that Americans are waking up and that they're actually now taking to the streets all over this country and saying, we've had enough. How is it that you can just parcel out our hard work in the form of tax dollars and just give them away and let people run off and pay off your buddies and all your pals and everybody just gets to basically divvy up the efforts of the American citizen and then expect that, oh, we got new taxes coming, by the way. It's not enough that you've sucked us dry. We're going to go ahead and suck some more out of you. This whole concept is got to stop.
And, well, Merrill, I thank you for calling in and enjoy that moment. America is awake. Thank you so much. We have another caller, Matt, that I'm going to try to bring on, and
sure.
Then we'll go back to you. Okay, we have Robin calling in. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Just wanted
Welcome.
To let you know that the rally is very successful in Salt Lake. And there's seemed like all the time there's at least a couple thousand people there. They do come and go because of parking, and a lot of them get 1 hour and 2 hour parking, and they go back and feed their meter, or they run out of time. But there's a lot of people there signing petitions, and it's real effective, and we get speakers and everything. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that it's really effective.
I'm happy to hear that report. Thank you very much. Tea Party in Salt Lake City. We have heard from a Tea Party in Pennsylvania of about 2,500 people as well under rainy skies. So America is alive. There you go. We're going to turn back to Matt. Thank you for calling in both Merrill and Robin on a report of the Tea Party in Salt Lake City, Utah. Matt, we've got to go fast in order to cover what we're
you
going
bet.
To try to cover. So we're going to
we
go
sure
just
do.
As fast as we
sure
can.
Do. One of the things I've noticed that there's been sort of an underlying tone in this whole paper is that they keep bringing up firearm restrictions. I get the impression that what our administration, especially Homeland Security, under the guidance of Janet Napolitano, who's a former Arizona governor, is that there seems to be a little emphasis on firearms. Why are they worried about this? The American people have had firearms since the day this country was created. And, in talking with people, this idea of banning, semi-automatic firearms and other things, it's just another step to control the people. That's all it is. And, you know, it's like the Fairness Doctrine. We're out fighting for to prevent the Fairness Doctrine because we see, the impact that it's going to have on conservative radio. If a liberal wants to start a radio station as they've done, let them do it. Who cares? They have the right under the, in this country to do that. But what I'm seeing in this underlying tone here, Barbara Dean, is this idea that it's about guns and weapons bans and restrictions And yet, you cannot go and blame one or two isolated incidences upon the entire group generically. You can't do that because somebody kills three police officers, which is devastating. That is a devastating thing. You cannot blame that particular situation on conservative gun owners. You can't do it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they are vague in this report. They indicate the agency warns, that's the Department of Homeland Security, and as you have indicated, run by Janet Napolitano. So anyway, the agency, meaning Homeland Security, warns that imposing new restrictions on firearms, and in the same sentence, and returning military vets who have difficulty assimilating. I say that is propaganda. They aren't specific about the what kind of potential new restrictions, and we don't even know where they are. And they're saying veterans?
No. And there's something else that in that first line under exploiting economic downturn, this really caught my eye. Right-wing extremist chatter on the internet continues to focus. Well, obviously, they're monitoring everybody on the internet now. You see, that's it jumps right out. So, if you're a conservative gun owner who doesn't like the illegal invasion, they're probably monitoring your internet because they're saying they're listening to the chatter. They themselves have admitted in this report that that's what they're doing.
We'll go to break here.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Just have a short segment left. Just a reminder, 1938, 37, 39, in Germany, they had millions of people who had lost their jobs in their shops and in their factories. They also had Dr. Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister. And I'm going to paraphrase his statement here, but he said, a good government is about as good as its propaganda, in so many words. Back to you.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I looked at certain words that stood out to me in this whole document real quick, Barbara Jean, before we wind up the hour, which has gone by all too fast. But perceived, the idea of perceived government infringement on civil liberties. I see nothing perceived about it. It seems to be very black and white to those of us in the AFL. The National Staff Review this. We look at this and we go, wow. But, you know, things are, they're not gray anymore. They're black and white. They are. They either help the American citizen or they hurt the American citizen. The sentence above that, criticism of free trade agreements. We have been on the losing end of free trade agreements for how long now? And look at all the jobs that have been exported. The American citizen is a hardworking person. They have been the ones that built up the factories. I remember the days when GM was a great vehicle, you know, and the people building them were great people. In fact, a friend of mine used to work in one of the factories, and he was telling me how disappointed it was to watch these factories dissipate. But you know what? It's the Americans are the ones who've been hurt by everything. All the jobs have been exported. Borders still open. We're the ones hurting here. And this idea of government infringement on civil liberties, this perceived idea, there's nothing perceived about it. It's very, very real. And we go on time, and then later they attack Christian identity organizations. If, you know, if you're a Baptist, a Catholic, a Jehovah's Witness, a Pentecostal, or a Mormon, or whatever else, you're a Christian, okay, and they're attacking someone because you're a Christian here, Christian identity organizations. This is just ridiculous. And I know we don't have all the time we needed to get through this whole thing, but...
We'll have you back, but it certainly hits home, doesn't it, that the government is taking a position against its citizens.
Oh, it is. And this is so totally uncalled for. You know, we're the first ones that come to the defense of this nation when it's attacked by another country. I've worked as a veteran. I've worked with a lot of other veterans. In fact, we've got veterans on our national staff and spouses of veterans. And Barbara Jean, the bottom line is that we're America first here, and that's why we're the America first leadership. We
you
are
talked
100%.
You talked about chatter, and you talked about being surveilled, and you talked about a list. Can you talk anything about that in the next minute or so before we leave?
Well, just briefly, I'd like to say that if they're telling you that in a report, then it validates everything that we're hearing from the field, that a lot of people are being monitored and such. And it's not a paranoia. It's nothing. It's the only way that these people can seem to get a hold of tidbits of information. And they figure because it's as if we don't have a right to assemble. We do. The First Amendment allows us to speak our minds, certainly within reason. The First Amendment allows us to gather peacefully and to talk about issues. Look, America First leadership, Barbara Jean, is very concerned about this country. We're very concerned about citizens' rights. This organization is about we the people. And, again... to summarize, we're hoping to find at least 51 United States senators that will commit to placing America first. And, sometimes it may be tougher to do that than across the street. But, again, let me review real quick. You must have an America first mindset well above party loyalty.
Our time is up. Did you know that already? But we'll have you back on. We'll give out that website, afleadership.org. And we hope a lot of people will go there today and sign up. America First. Thank you, Matt Moody.
With recent